The importance of understanding time for your awareness and spiritual growth, as well as for your understanding of reality at large. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I got word that many of you who follow my information closely do like technical subjects. Although statistically the bulk of my viewers may not, this information is not for everyone. I cannot become just another channel transmitting the same kind of spiritual content that appeals to everyone. That is not what I am about here. Understanding time and time travel is not just an empty, so-called, entertainment subject, although I must classify it as such for YouTube, you know why. Time is a perception, or an illusion, that is a consequence of the mere fact of being conscious and aware, especially of our own existence. This means that the understanding of time is directly and intrinsically connected to consciousness and spirituality, and without a good comprehension of what it is and how it works, you simply cannot expand your awareness of a long list of spiritual and metaphysical subjects. Understanding time and how it works is not only expanding your comprehension of consciousness, but it is also allowing you to think outside the contained system of Earth, called the Matrix. I don't like the word metaphysics and its meaning, which is more than physics, or beyond physics, because it is heavily loaded with concepts of falsity, against what is provable, that is, non-scientific, and derived from superstition and so on. But what is considered as metaphysics on Earth is simply more physics and more proven science for other cultures which are much more advanced. Metaphysics as superstition for Earth, hard applicable science for others. As the Tejitans and the rest of my group here have come to understand, religion and science, which is also a religion on Earth, are mechanisms set in place by the controllers of Earth to control and limit the expansion of consciousness of whoever lives on that planet. When anyone falls for these traps, be they religions and their avatars, or science and their super-limited, ultra-matrixed method, they are doomed to be limited, because their minds and consciousness will never be able to look beyond. Many very smart people have realized this, and have done their best to overcome this limitation with their great minds and logic, while they study and dissect the implications, limitations, and so on of both science and religion. But then many tend to fall into another trap against the expansion of consciousness. And that trap is, not understanding the transcendence of extraterrestrial cultures, their existence, and their strong and undeniable implication, and influence on all affairs of Earth. If great minds do not look up for answers, they will never be able to comprehend the greater context of Earth's reality. They will not be able to understand the greater why, because the answer is not on Earth, because all the information there, especially the official one, is manipulated, distorted or plain made up for one purpose, and it is to generate and perpetuate the illusions of the Matrix on Earth, as a self-contained, self-corroborating system and existential realm. Moving on, most of my videos are connected, especially the recent ones on time travel, all in an attempt to pass on to you how the Tejitans and the Swarunians, which are some sort of a spin-off of Tejitans, and other star races view and handle the illusion of time in their daily lives, and travels through space. Before I can explain why there cannot be any defined and unified past on Earth, or anywhere else for that matter, I must briefly point out some basic principles which are necessary to understand what comes next. Time is not linear, it only appears to be so from the point of view of the consciousness who is experiencing it as a byproduct of the mere act of being aware. If two or more people, which are two or more consciousnesses, are experiencing a similar perception of time, it is because they have perception agreements working amongst them, for example, as so happens inside the contained system of Earth. Yet two consciousnesses cannot ever experience time in the exact same way. When you study phenomena which has a time factor linked to them, you will never be able to fully understand them if you think of time as linear and as only traveling forwards, from past to present to future, even though the perception and the way people experience time on Earth very strongly compels everyone to think this is so, because this view only applies within a contained perception system, such as the Matrix on Earth. For example, in reincarnation, one of the biggest mistakes when studying it is to assume that a soul will enter a new body in a sequential way, following the perception and progression of time, as it is perceived in the world of the living, because souls come from a place where time does not work like how it is perceived on Earth. They follow the rules and the perception of another much higher realm, and as the experience there is different, so is how they view and feel time. A soul can reincarnate into whatever body is a match to its vibration, a body which is also the result of its own manifestation, as the egregore and the mirror reflection of each soul's true essence. This means that a soul can reincarnate from a body in the present into a body which will live in a realm which could be considered as part of the past of Earth. And a soul can even inhabit bodies which overlap in their lifetimes, meaning that if a soul was living in one particular time, it may reincarnate into another body which will live within the same time frame as the first, during the same set of years, for example, basically existing there twice at the same time, in two or more coexisting people. This is yet another angle that backs up the idea, and the concept, that we are truly all one, because this ultimately means that we are all one unified supersoul, which is Source itself. Another very important concept to understanding time and its importance is to comprehend how time is not a constant, therefore each contained, self-corroborating system, like the one that exists for each and in each planet, will have its own, and the perception of time in some differs drastically from the one of others. The value of a minute, hour, or day may be experienced by a traveler as the same on each planet, yet 1 hour on one planet may be the equivalent to several days on another. This is called a time slip, and it causes many synchronization problems with travel and communications between cultures in space. But such a time slip differential problem between planets and their systems would have never been detected if it hadn't been for the advent of muon gravity pulse transmission technology, because being virtually instantaneous, it brings into evidence the time slips between different planets. As said in other videos, a higher existential density is generated by the consciousness that is experiencing it, and it does so by expanding its awareness, and to expand awareness you need to be able to process and comprehend more things, more data, more of your environment. This means that the higher an existential density, the more complex it will be. This is because the individual consciousness which is generating and living it as its own reflection can handle and can be aware of more data. This means that the higher an existential density, the more dimensions it can be aware of and can utilize as part of its experience. There must be a very clear definition between densities and dimensions here. Translating this to the comprehension of time, this means that in the existential density of Earth, at its average, time is perceived as a one direction, one dimension, phenomena, moving as a line or as an arrow, from past to present to future. But, in places which have a much higher awareness, and as how highly interstellar cultures understand and perceive time because of their much more expanded awareness, and with their technology, time is not only perceived as a line, moving in one direction, it is understood, and it is described as a three-dimensional phenomena, which means that time is moving in all directions, it is expanding in all directions, as a growing sphere. On Earth, it is said that there are three dimensions in space, and one in time, as the fourth dimension, as described in classic physics. Contrasting this, in the case of fully interstellar cultures, their science understands that there are three dimensions in space, and three dimensions in time. You can see here how the added perception and understanding of time has expanded their awareness, and the capacity to use and exploit this in their daily lives. Going deeper into studying the three-dimensional model of time and its expansion, the present moment would be situated in the center of the sphere, and the present can evolve and move in any potential direction, depending on the vibration, and on the frequency of the consciousness who is observing and experiencing it. And all these potential directions also would include going backwards in time, from the potential point of the now, which is placed in the center of the ever-expanding sphere. That point at the center of the sphere is never certain. This can be explained with something similar to the uncertainty principle of physics on Earth, where the mere fact that you try to place a specific location onto a particle, in this case, the now, will move it, so you can never know where the now is. In short, if you want to specify where it is, then it is automatically not there, yet you still have some notion of what the now is, but only as part of the experience of being aware, and of being conscious of your own existence as a thinking entity. This will be all for today, and all these complicated subjects and their videos are all for understanding Earth, its so-called past, its present, and how it influences all the souls that have anything to do with it. To be continued. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.